This is the Morning Mayhem with Howard Feldman and the team. The best start to your day.
Daniel Shea is the councillor for the Democratic Alliance in Ward 72. Daniel, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm doing fantastic, in yourself?
Well, you really, really must be, because the results are in, right, for Ward 72?
They are. They haven't been officially posted by the IEC, but they are in. And we can say we got a good 75% of Ward 72
awesome.
To vote for us. So,
absolutely.
Really well.
Amazing. And I want to tell you, Daniel, that one of the reasons that I put my X next to your name yesterday, and I'm going to share a personal story with our listeners. But I don't know, Daniel. We haven't officially met. But in fact, I landed up walking home from shul, from synagogue, for some of the way with Daniel. It was a couple of weeks ago on Shabbat. And one of the reasons that I chose to vote for him was that on the way home, he didn't raise anything about politics, about what he was doing, or try and influence me in some way to maybe use my voice and my public voice around asking people or supporting him. And we had walked the whole way. We spoke about all sorts of odds and ends, but we didn't speak politics, and I didn't feel that you were using that time to influence me. And that was one of the reasons that I put an X next to your name, because I felt that this was a person who had the sensitivity to say, it is a Shabbat, leave the bloke alone in terms of that sort of thing. So I don't know if that was a conscious thing or not, Daniel.
To be honest, I don't know how it's been reacted. Because, you know, when you get into an Uber with the guy, after 2 seconds, they're all talking politics.
Right, that is true.
I'm not going to scratch my opinion down people's throats. The conversation comes up, so... a person of your nature has got a lot more things to discuss than just politics, and it's great to have these chats with you. So I don't have to stress my opinion down your throat when we can be talking about vast many other topics.
All right. So Daniel, tell us what we can expect for you in terms of Ward 72.
So we're going to expect a lot more communication from our side than we've seen previously. I'm looking for more involvement from the community. We're going to be seeing where we can have community members getting involved and helping out in the ward, and just general openness and dealing with officials in a new way, in a friendlier manner, and offering them our professional advice and civil engineering to fix our infrastructure issues. That's the type of stuff we're going to be seeing. But I think we just want to be a little bit more inclusive in the way we deal with residents. And I've reached out to my opposition candidates and said, guys, if you want to help out in this ward, please join me and let's make things go forward. It's literally about making sure this ward flourishes and we can maintain it and the community can remain comfortable.
Are you, when you stand certainly as a new councillor, are you given a training ahead of time? I mean, do you know yet how the system works, or is this something that now that you've been successful, you need to go through this type of training?
So I have sat down for many, many meetings and handover meetings with the previous councillor, and we've discussed a lot of that stuff at Nordian. And I'm very familiar with the processes, but there is still an official city orientation program. It's a couple of days where new councillors go in and be great orientated for the whole job.
And you know, there are times, and over the years, we've spoken to many councillors, and the one thing that I've noticed is that there can be an immense amount of frustration on the side of the councillors, because you are feeling the negativity and you're feeling the frustration from your constituents, but there's not always something that you can do. How do you think that's going to work for you?
So I think the key to all of that is just communicating with your constituents and saying, this is a situation we find ourselves in, I can do X, Y, and Z, but we're relying on officials to do the rest. But also about just establishing those relationships with the officials, that they're willing to go the extra mile for us. But I had a chat with a founding member of the community, and we were discussing that we're seeing residents saying, how can we help you more and more? And I think it's just because the rug's being pulled out beneath people's feet, the water's a problem, electricity's a problem, people are no longer in their comfort zone. So I think residents are a little bit more willing to engage and assist than they previously were, because they're searching for solutions. So I think we've got that going for us.
And when do you officially start?
In about a week and a half, they'll start.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, I'm sorry to say that we now have you on speed dial. So, and Senna, my producer, will call you basically 3 or 4 times a day. So you might want to start blocking some numbers. Daniel Shai, Mazel Tov, and congratulations to you. It is 8:17. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 High FM. Good morning.